Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 19 with Interactive English. We're continuing to follow Liz. Today, her parents are visiting and they're going out and seeing some of the town together. Now remember, in these podcasts, I will read the dialogue slowly a couple of times, and then you will have to come up with some English of your own. I'll give you some information based on the dialogue and wait for you to come up with some correct sentences. And then I'll finish reading the dialogue at a normal native speed. So let's get started. Liz and her parents are having breakfast in a restaurant. I hope the food gets here soon. I'm starving. I hope the food gets here soon. I'm starving. Yes, sorry I slept for so long. Sorry I slept for so long. I just couldn't seem to wake up. I just couldn't seem to wake up. That's all right, Dad. That's all right, Dad. It's better that you sleep than be grumpy all day. It's better that you sleep than be grumpy all day. Me? Grumpy? Never. Me grumpy? Never. So, after breakfast, what would you two like to do first? So, after breakfast, what would you two like to do first? Art museum or park? Art museum? Or park? Well, we should do the park first while it's still cool, don't you think? Well, we should do the park first while it's still cool, don't you think? Then, when it's hotter, we can go to the art museum. Then, when it's hotter, we can go to the art museum. Good thinking, dear. Good thinking, dear. But if I don't eat soon, I'll pass out. But if I don't eat soon, I'll pass out. And you'll have to carry me. And you'll have to carry me. Where are my eggs and bacon? Where are my eggs and bacon? Yes, they are taking a long time. Yes, they are taking a long time. I wonder what the problem is. I wonder what the problem is. It sounds like they're still gathering the eggs from the chickens and chasing the pigs. It sounds like they're still gathering the eggs from the chickens and chasing the pigs. It sounds like they're still gathering the eggs from the chickens and chasing the pigs. Oh! So you're never grumpy, eh? Oh, so you're never grumpy, eh? All right, let's have a look at a couple of grammar points or a couple of the sentences from this dialogue and see if you can form some similar sentences. Okay, in the very beginning, Liz's father apologizes for sleeping in so long, and that's why they're having a late breakfast. Yes, sorry I slept for so long, he says. I just couldn't seem to wake up. Okay, let's substitute a couple of things to see if you can find a similar and correct sentence. Instead of using the verb to sleep, let's use the verb to talk. You insert the verb to talk in the first half of the sentence, and in the second half of the sentence, instead of using the verb to wake up, I just couldn't seem to wake up, use the verb to stop. I'll give you a few seconds to see what kind of sentence you come up with. Okay, and the sentence should be, sorry I talked for so long, I just couldn't seem to stop. Sorry I talked for so long, I just couldn't seem to stop. Very good. Okay, let's do the same thing. We'll use the same sentence, but with two different verbs. The first verb this time is to take. You know, when you take some time, you take a long time. So the first half of the sentence will have the verb to take, and in the second half we'll use to find the bank. The verb to find followed by the bank. Let's see what you come up with. So that sentence should say, yes, sorry I took so long. I just couldn't seem to find the bank. Yes, sorry I took so long. I just couldn't seem to find the bank. Okay, the second grammar point that you will have to think about to make sentences is taken from the next sentence when Liz says, that's all right, Dad. It's better that you sleep than be grumpy all day. Now, in this sentence, we're going to substitute one of the verbs, and then we'll substitute in the second part of the sentence the adjective. So instead of using sleep and grumpy, we will use eat and hungry. Let's hear the original sentence again. It's better that you sleep than be grumpy all day. But you are going to use eat and hungry. And that sentence should say, it's better that you eat than be hungry all day. It's better that you eat than be hungry all day. Okay, the last one this time. The same sentence, but the verb will be to ask, followed by four directions, and the adjective will be replaced with lost. Okay, and that last sentence should be, it's better that you ask for directions than be lost. If you don't want to say be lost, you could say than get lost. It's better that you ask for directions than be lost or get lost. Okay, very good. Well done. If you have any questions about those interactive sentences, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. But right now I'm going to finish the podcast by reading the dialogue again at a normal native speed. I hope the food gets here soon. I'm starving. Yes, sorry I slept for so long. I just couldn't seem to wake up. That's all right, Dad. It's better that you sleep than be grumpy all day. Me, grumpy? Never. So, after breakfast, what would you two like to do first? Art museum or park? Well, We should do the park first while it's still cool, don't you think? Then, when it's hotter, we can go to the art museum. Good thinking, dear. But if I don't eat soon, I'll pass out and you'll have to carry me. Where are my eggs and bacon? Yes, they are taking a long time. I wonder what the problem is. It sounds like they're still gathering the eggs from the chickens and chasing the pigs. Oh, so you're never grumpy, eh? Okay, well, that's the end of the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're having a lovely summer. Remember, send me your questions or comments or requests to my Hotmail account, which is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Remember, my app is also available for you in iTunes called A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.